Hello and welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Welcome to episode 122. This week we have some new and exciting things to cover. First, I want to say thanks for all the folks who are doing some shopping over at Onnit Labs and using our links and coupon codes. Your contributions help in a huge way. Second, is it looks like Brother Mongelli and I will be doing an interview very soon, so I am excited about that. I know you have all been waiting patiently, so thank you for your patience. And third is that this is something you never really think that you'd have to do, but this week we have to do it. As some of you know through my posts on both my personal page and Whence Came You page, the Midnight Freemasons, Todd E. Creason, etc., we lost Brother Scott Nickum, our friend, brother, and Midnight Freemason regular. So this week is a memorial tribute to Brother Nickum. I'll be reading a few of his great pieces and also the farewell piece Brother Todd E. Creason wrote for him. Those two, Brother Scott and Todd, were very close. They got their 33rd degree together. So you can imagine how hard it is to write something like that. So I will get the mentions out of the way, then we'll go into a couple papers from Scott, talk about the Masonic Outreach Services, and close it out with a memorial piece. And I am forgoing the famous Freemason of the Week, because this week is Brother Scott's show. So, like I said, we'll get this right out of the way. The ways to support the show. We have a new one. So, off the bat, we do have our mobile apps for Windows, Android, and Apple, which let you stream the show as well as download the bonus content, which consists of the papers that we read, as well as Masonic wallpapers for your smartphones. Also, every year around the holiday season, I give away a PDF book instead of a paper. And the PDF book I do via the app. And it's usually a really cool Masonic title. So in the past, I gave away Morals and Dogma and some of the cool Masonic staples. This year is no different. I'll be pushing out a great book the week before Christmas on the app. So if you want the book and you want to support the show, this is the time of year to do that because you're going to get that cool extra. Also, we have our donations button, which is run through PayPal. All donations go right back into the show. It's totally secure. It's PayPal. We are also on Stitcher Smart Radio, so if you already have a Stitcher account, that's great. If you don't, you can download it for free, register for free. It's a free program, and you use the promo code WhenceCameYou with no spaces, and Stitcher sends us $1. It costs you nothing except 2 minutes of your time to download it and register your program, really. And of course, we have our affiliate, Onnit Labs, bringing you the most amazing all-natural supplements, so natural they don't even use dyes in the capsules. Their flagship product is Alpha Brain, and it works pretty amazing at giving you laser focus. It's really good. I use it. Brian Shimian uses it. He's a writer for the Midnight Freemasons as well. Rob Lewis uses it. It's good stuff. Everything is guaranteed. If you don't like it, you just email them, say you don't like it, and they send your money right back to you. It's that simple. They don't even want the product back. Just go to our website, www.wcypodcast.com. Click through our links under the Feed Your Brain and use the promo code WCY at checkout for 10% off. It usually covers the shipping and a bit more. A portion of the sale gets kicked back to the show, which pays for the hosting fees of our audio files, the PDFs, books, wallpapers, website, etc. The list goes on. Now, something I'm super excited for as well, Brother Juan Sepulveda of the Winding Stairs Podcast and FreemasonryArt.com started a new affiliate program. And this is something that's really cool because Masonic artwork, and I mean fine art, and other Masonic gifts are made and designed by Brother Juan Sepulveda. Anyway, with the holidays coming up, and if you're looking for the perfect gift for a Mason in your family, a good friend of yours, not the cheese ball generic old items with the generic square and compass on them, but a real Masonic gift, a small treasure, if you will, then you really need to go over to FreemasonryArt.com. Take it all in. There are great items, including prints. In fact, Brother Brian Shimian bought a whole set of the prints for his office. They look great. And they have one-of-a-kind, genuine lambskin white aprons. They're fantastic. I even bought one for Rob Lewis at his raising. It's truly a great gift. So, no special links or anything. You just head over to FreemasonryArt.com, and when you check out, use the coupon code WCY. It gives you 10% off, and just like Onnit, a small portion of the sale comes back to us. And it helps us pay for the cost of this show. I really appreciate Brother Juan being the generous brother he is and letting us run a promo like this. So thanks to Brother Juan Sepulveda for letting us be an affiliate and for really having some really great, amazing products. So like I said, head on over to freemasonryart.com, use the coupon code WCY at checkout, and don't forget to check out the Winding Stairs podcast. He recently just interviewed brother Joseph James, the producer of the Freemason movie. So like I said, check him out. All right, now the first piece from brother Scott Nickum, 33rd Degree. This is from the Midnight Freemason website, entitled, Those That Share Their Light, Our Mentors. You can't move forward if you don't remember the past. This is one of my favorite sayings because, like me, it can be taken on many different levels. Here's one spin on it. I am still relatively new in the craft, becoming a member in 2002. I moved through the chairs in Little Green Up Lodge number 125, as well as advancing through the officer line in the Scottish Rite Valley of Danville Lodge of Perfection. The year I was master of Green Up Lodge, we had a lot of degree work, and I really had to make the call for help for lectures because I knew nothing. I was fortunate to have had several quote-unquote old-timers willing to pull my keister out of the fire. So, I'd like to give a word of thanks to them. With one of these men in particular, I had a rather moving experience. Chuck Cole is a past district deputy grandmaster. Chuck is a member of Mattoon Lodge, and their degree work always seemed to conflict with my meeting nights. I was never able to get to any of their degree work as I was moving up, but he was always there when I needed him. I thanked him many times, and all he said was, quote, after you're done as an officer, start learning. So I did. As time passed, I began to learn and give several lectures, with Chuck being my fallback if I got stuck, and my critic. Along with learning the lectures, I began to learn the funeral rites. For years, Chuck did the funerals with his good friend Bob Carter. When Bob passed away, Chuck came to me and said, it was payback time. You're traveling with me now. What a learning experience I received riding on the road to services. I learned about old-time activities and how the fraternity has changed over the years, but the principles always remained the same. Every time we were in the car, he would ask what I was working on, and I would let him know. He'd say, okay, what are you going to learn next? No pressure, right? Recently, I gave a lecture for the first time, and I was not happy about my delivery. As I was drowning in self-pity, here he comes. My first thought was, oh boy, he's really going to let me have it. He looks at me and says, think you'd better look at the book a little more. I responded that I thought I'd better look at it a lot more. I told him I was embarrassed. He points his tubby little finger at me and says, you don't do it perfect the first time. You do it again and again, a little better each time. You're trying and I'm proud of you. You care, and you're learning and seeding the interest in people. I guess we don't always realize the difference we make in people's lives and the effect we have in the little things we do. I hope Chuck is going to be around for many years to come. He's still got a lot to teach me. I am sure all of us know a member in our lodge that has lots to share or wants to see us carry on the work that they have been doing for so long. I think we owe it to them. They laid some great groundwork. As we move forward, let's remember the ones in our past who made it possible for us to carry on. And if you've recently read that piece, it's because it's gone the rounds recently, because a lot of people really love that piece by Scott. The next one by Brother Scott Nickum is called Explaining the Explanatory. The very first lecture of the first degree that a new Mason hears is called the Explanatory. Very simply, it is supposed to give explanations to why he went through what he did during his degree. It has been almost 2 years since I received my 33rd degree for the Scottish Rite, and as is custom in our area, one of my lodges had a reception for me. I kind of broke tradition and had a roast. Yeah, anyone who knows me knows I really go against the grain on a lot of things. My thought process about a roast was that I love to have fun, and it would be a great event. Second, as I told Steve Bell, the worm runs his mouth at a lot of guys. Here's a chance for them to zing me back. That night it was said I was a Mason before being brought to light, and I truly believe it was because of the lessons I learned growing up. The last time I was reviewing for an upcoming first degree that I would be helping with, I really looked closely at the ritual and saw many instances which reminded me of my father, Larry Nickum, and father-in-law, Robert Westover. The first part makes reference to getting ready for the ceremony. It begins with removing all metal, so nothing offensive or defensive can be brought into the lodge. No, it doesn't mean we as a fraternity are concerned about a shootout, but it is to help the candidate drop the defensive thoughts and nervousness he has, and to help him keep an open mind to what he will experience. My father, who was a lineman for a local power company for many years, 30 plus, was the guy you saw hanging onto a power pole in a blizzard and got your electricity going again. I remember many times he would mention that when a new procedure was implemented, his job function as foreman was to educate his crew. More times than not, he would be concerned with something new because of his philosophy. Quote, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But when he would go to training, he would walk in with a true open mind. I remember those times when I was young, when he reminded me to keep an open mind in conversations. One quote he had was, if you want people to respect your opinion, you need to respect theirs even if you don't agree. If you want to talk your points and you want them to listen, then you need to listen too. It's okay to disagree, but in the end, we need to remember we are brothers. Next is a reference to a particular garment for the ceremony. As a fraternity, we as Freemasons don't consider a person for their net income or portfolio, but rather the character of their heart. One thing Dad loved to do was have his morning coffee. He worked like clockwork, 5:30 at the arcade cafe, and on the weekend, it was 6. Every now and then, I got to go with, and I felt like the hot shot sitting at the table with his buddies. It was my job to flip the top of the carafe when it was empty. I used to drink my chocolate milk in a coffee cup, a prelude of things to come, as Todd Creason would say. What a time, listening to his friends talk about work, farming, and the school football team, etc. He'd also tell me information about everybody who walked the streets. It was a small town. Everybody knew everyone. One morning, an older guy came in, kinda dirty and weird, and sat down by himself. At that particular moment, the table was razzing each other, and trying to fit in, and caught up in the moment, I made a comment about, quote, the creepy guy at the end of the counter. Everyone at the table laughed except Dad. I didn't know why. Later, next week, my mother told me I had to do something after school for a friend of theirs. I got home from school and she took me to the house and said they would bring me home. I knocked on the door and it was the creepy, weird old guy. I remember I wanted to run, but Mom had left me and he called me by name and smiled so warmly and invited me in. He had led me into the kitchen where there were several plates wrapped in foil on his table. He asked me to put them in boxes for him and carry them into the car outside. I noticed as I was packing them that there were names on the foil. After the car was loaded, we left and took the plates to three older ladies that he knew. We brought them in, he visited with each for a short time, and we left for another. When we were done, he took me home and said how much he appreciated the help, and I was such a nice young man. Larry must be very proud of you. I went in, and Dad was home, and we had supper. During supper, I asked him why he made me do that. His response? The creepy old guy you made fun of is a World War I veteran, and that food you delivered was for the wives of his buddies in the group who had passed away. They all promised to take care of each other's families if anything had ever happened. He's fulfilling a promise. This was before there was such a thing as Meals on Wheels. In my hometown, this same lesson, which I remember to this day, is the reason when I took communion to homebound church members, I would make it a point to spend a chunk of time with them and visit to let them know that they are not forgotten. This creepy old man, who I had so quickly labeled, had a heart of gold and integrity to match. Dad just had to remind me that things are not always what they seem. Look at the whole picture and the whole person. Through the years, he would tell me, if you can get past this, whatever it was, this person is a really good person because of this or that. I think we all need to be reminded daily to look past outward things and to look at the heart of a person before we make a decision. As Masons, we say the strength of our character and our heart is what defines us. Dad taught me a hard lesson. What happens when we judge too quick? I still learn from that to this day. Thanks, Dad, for that lesson. Alright, next I need to take a little break and talk a bit about Masonic Outreach. As you guys may know, I am on the Charities Committee for the Grand Lodge of the State of Illinois. My job is to make folks aware of the programs and talk a little bit about the good that we can do together. In Washington, Illinois, we had some bad tornadoes come through a few weeks ago. The aerial photos looked like God himself took a finger and wiped it across the earth. That's what this path looked like. It was devastated. Anyway, the Illinois Grand Lodge put out a notice for anybody affected, specifically brothers, their widows, and orphans. And anyway, here are a few folks who requested assistance and who we are helping. A 43-year-old Master Mason with 1 year of Masonic membership attempted to contact by phone, and he left a message for us. And he also emailed us, and we spoke with him. His home was completely flattened, and it will be a complete loss. He and his wife are staying with their daughter. They have great insurance policy that will cover the damages. However, he is uncertain when the assessors will be able to make it out to the home, and he has a $1,000 deductible on the homeowner's insurance. The couple also lost both of their vehicles with a $100 deductible on each. They do not have any savings, as the member just had a recent hip surgery and his wife had a shoulder surgery. The member indicated that the neighbors have been delivering them meals for the past few days. So that's one instance where the Grand Lodge Charities Committee is going to be helping out. Another one was quoted as saying, "I lost both my cars and our entire apartment building. We may be able to retrieve some stuff from our apartment come Saturday or Sunday if it's deemed safe to enter. We will need some toiletries, but more information as time continues. They found a house in Peckin, Illinois that they'll be moving into, hopefully for the weekend. And currently they only have few clothing items, no transportation from work, because as they said, they lost both cars." And so yet again, this is one of about 20 people who have contacted the Grand Lodge and who we are striving to help at the moment. So again, I may be from the Grand Lodge of Illinois, but wherever you are in the world, I guarantee you that your Grand Lodge has programs just like this, and they also have stories just like this, people they're helping. So consider donating to your Grand Lodge charities. And one thing that I also want to mention is that if you do reside under the Grand Lodge of Illinois, we do have a program which is very cool. It's called the Society of King Solomon, which is a group comprised of brothers who make extraordinary contributions to the charities in Illinois, generally $500 or more. And by joining, you get a nice jewel, a certificate, a pin, but the money goes right into the charity funds for Illinois CHIP, Masonic Home for Kids, and general outreach. Now, if you think you don't have that kind of cash just laying around, I get that. I didn't either, which is why I joined with a gift that I made from my life insurance policy. I bequeathed them an amount of money that they are able to use once I pass away. But what that does is it ensures that I'm able to help the Grand Lodge charities well after I'm gone. So if you are interested in that, you can go to the ilmason.org and you can click on charities. And you'll see a list, and slightly down in the middle of the column, you'll see the Society of King Solomon. And through that, you can contact Brother Tom Lucchesi, or you can contact Brother Howard Graff, who is in charge of the Illinois Masonic Charities. And now I would like to read the memorial piece by Brother Todd E. Creason. "I am sure all of us know a member in our lodge that has lots to share and wants to see us carry on the work that they have been doing for so long. I think we owe it to them. L. Scott Nickham, 33rd Degree, Greenup Lodge, No. 125, Illinois. It's with a heavy heart that I announce that one of our regular contributors here at the Midnight Freemasons, the illustrious Brother L. Scott Nickham, 33rd Degree, passed away on November 30th. But he was much more than just a contributor here. Many of us at the Midnight Freemasons knew him personally, well enough to just call him Scott, or by his nickname, Wormy. So, it's with profound sadness we mourn the passing of our friend. Scott was a true and upright Mason, and generally and greatly respected and admired by friends and brothers. Masonry, at least in this part of the world, came to a screeching halt for a moment so that we could honor our good friend Scott Nickham. Degrees rescheduled, meetings canceled, and carpools arranged. And with heavy hearts, we came together in Charleston, Illinois, to bid farewell to a man many of us saw as not only a friend, but as a mentor as well. Scott was a past master of Greenup Lodge No. 125, Illinois, and a dual member of Hutton Lodge No. 698, Illinois. He was a member of the Scottish Rite, Valley of Danville, which is where I got to know him. He was the past thrice-potent master of the Lodge of Perfection. He was also the Eastern District Coordinator for the Masonic Illinois CHIP Program for a Grand Lodge of Illinois, AFNAM. In 2011, Scott Nickham received the fraternity's highest honor, the 33rd degree. I was fortunate to have had the honor of sharing that experience with him, along with Michael Brandenburg. The three of us received that honor from the Supreme Council that same weekend. I've written and rewritten this piece. I don't know how many times since I got that phone call on Sunday. I've seldom been at a loss for words, but that's where I find myself now. So let me just say this. Scott Nickum was a man that loved to laugh, and a man that loved to make other people laugh. And that's what he did a great deal of the time. But there was one thing he took very seriously, and that was Freemasonry. You need only judge him by the example he set. Nobody worked harder than Scott did at making the world a better place to live. And you need only see some of the things that have been written about him this week, the tributes, to see just how many lives he touched in his short time on Earth. But every once in a while, Scott would turn serious and say something very deep and very profound about the men he'd met in this fraternity, his experiences since he joined, and just how much Masonry had changed his life. I'd heard him talk like that a few times, and it's one of the reasons I asked him to be a contributor to the Midnight Freemasons back when we first began. He was reluctant at first to do it because he said he wasn't a writer, but he finally looked at me and said, "If you can do it, how hard can it be?" And I wasn't wrong. Those few pieces he wrote on here were remarkable. They were heartfelt. And they were real. Just like the man that wrote them. I remember thinking when I first read the line I used above as a quote, that he was talking about himself. He was so focused on telling the stories of those men that had helped him along his path and had inspired him, that I'm not sure he really understood what a tremendous influence he was to others. And just how many of us there are out there that are better for having known him. Toddy Creason, 33rd Degree. Alright, so that's it for this week. Please check out the Midnight Freemason 3 times a week for great Masonic content, Fraternal Ties for the best Masonic neckwear on the planet, and PB&J Water for the best water filtration in the United States by brother Jeff Koch. Check him out at pbandjwater.com. Check out Fraternal Ties at fraternalties.com. And don't forget about our brother Rob Lewis over across the pond fighting for us and still finding the time to bring us a great podcast, Far From Centered. You can follow Rob on Twitter at Far From Centered or his author account, Robert P. Lewis. Please check out brother Juan Sepulveda's show, The Winding Stairs, and you can find him at WindingStairs33 on Twitter. And don't forget to do all your holiday shopping at freemasonryart.com. And use the coupon code WCY for 10% off. Remember to keep an eye out for the Freemason movie. But for now, I'd like you all to stop what you're doing for just a moment. And let's give a moment of silence for illustrious brother L. Scott Nickum, 33rd. Godspeed, brother, and we'll talk to you all next week. Until then, stay on the level. For Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.